بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سلسلة كلام فوا تعالى الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أختر ساب رحمة الله عليه. The title is إن آما آهي سهر دي كتيه. يا إن آما آهي سهر دي كتيه مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوک تر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوک تر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، پفرت محبت پشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، بفرت محبت بشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاۃ جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہے تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں فرتے محبت پشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ which Hazrat has presented so beautifully in poetic form to teach us how enjoyable and how beautiful our deen Allah Ta'ala has granted us, and that is through our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentions وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We send Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we send you as a mercy to the entire mankind. So in order to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection through Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is through our mashayikh, then only we will learn how to get connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once a person gets this connection, then day and night he is always desirous that if I only can be in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if only I can be present right at Nawroza-e Mubarak of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So such a person will be crying at the time of tahajjud, and he'll be making dua that, oh Allah, let me be present with great honor, respect in front of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get that special tawajjuh and the mercies of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that a person who is crying, and only a person who becomes a lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to get this we have to become the lovers of the beloveds of Allah Ta'ala, that is our mashayikh. Then a person will get the ability also to get up at the time of tahajjud and to be crying and making these du'as. That Hazrat says, now you see the great ni'mat and the great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of that deep sighs that a person is crying at the time of tahajjud. And he's saying, Ya Allah, I also want to be present at the Rozai Park of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this we understand that it is no person's ability, it's not your money, it's not your any context, it is only by the fazl and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to be crying and begging Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that we see now the great favors of that cries and that deep sighs at the time of tahajjud, and that I find myself that present in the mornings and the evenings at Madinatul Munawwarah.
A person like me who doesn't deserve to be present there, but Allah Ta'ala has brought me here out of His sheer mercy and kindness. This is the special mercies of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala allowed me at the time of Tahajjud to get up and cry for this great opportunity. Then Hazrat explains that when you get this connection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you will find your life will be totally different. Your thoughts, everything will be different. Hazrat says, jisse aapka bekhabar, bakhabar dekhte hain, usse ghayr se bekhabar dekhte hain. That, oh Allah, we have seen that those people that are connected to you, that know about you, that are gaining the marifat of you, or has got your marifat of Allah, we find them that they have got no worry and they don't want to have news of anything else besides you. They are not worried of the politics and worse, all the filthy sports, etc. They are not worried of what is happening in the world. They are worried that Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with me all the time. So just when the person gets this connection and this condition comes to a person, then you don't worry all what is happening around and this is going to happen, that is going to happen. We know nothing can happen without the will and command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that person is in a different world, is in a different splendor. And such a person becomes now the true slave of Allah. And this servitude we can only learn from our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says that غلامی سے تیری غلامو کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. When a person becomes the true slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that under all conditions, I must be obedient to the commands of Allah as shown to us by our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Ya Hazrat is explaining, it can be even meaning that those that became the true slaves of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they became the real slaves of Allah to such an extent that now their value increased to such a high degree that even the angels in the heavens are awed. They have surpassed the stages of the angels also. That the angels are also envying them. Are these malaika? Are we malaika? That Allah Ta'ala gives a person such great honor when a person becomes the true slave of the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then only you can become the true beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that we see this, that whoever, and we can see in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they gave their lives to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what position they achieved, nobody can achieve that position after the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat further explains that when you come to realize what is the great honor and position of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you'll understand that at the Rauza-e Paak, tajalli jo hai sabz gumbat pe har dam, usse rashk shams o kamar dekhte hain. That now Allah Ta'ala, that is Allah's special focus of the noor of Allah, the greatest amount of Allah's noor and rahmat is focused directly on the green dome between which the kings of both the world, Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, is resting. The beloved of Allah Ta'ala is resting. Allah's special noor, Allah's special focus and rahmat is there. That Hazrat says, even the sun and the moon, it can be the 14th full moon, the brightest sun, they also envying that what special tajalli and noor Allah Ta'ala is focusing upon our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who comes there with the right the framework, that I want to learn how to get the slavery of from our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the king of both the worlds, but say, I am just a humble slave of Allah Ta'ala. So when we want to become the beloveds of Allah, we have to come down to that level, and that we can only learn from our mashayikh, from these Mubarak gatherings. Then Hazrat says, a person who goes with this frame of mind, he doesn't look at the present picture of Medina Sharif. His mind is to the original Medina Sharif when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina Sharif. Then Medina Sharif became the best city in the world. And till today, where the beloved of Allah Ta'ala is, that is the best city that a person should be loving. So Hazrat says, when we come to Medina Sharif, then we just think Medina ka geographia dekar ajab hal kalb wa jigar dekhte hain. Now when we think and we see the geography of Medina Sharif, that is the original location, that simple houses of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba and the gullies, then there's an extreme different condition in a person's heart any person's body, there's something different goes through it. And you don't look at all the buildings of today, that won't attract you. And you won't have time to look at those buildings. Otherwise, when we don't go with the right framework, then we just get caught up in the hotels, doing all the wrong things. And where we're supposed to be, mostly in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person who just enters Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if he is not conscious, then he is there, but he is not there. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, and this is the Mubarak gathering, where we will learn this reality. That Hazrat says, when we think, now your heart and your mind, and your whole, your inside is something astonishing and changed. That now what you are witnessing, everybody is seeing all the big, big buildings around. When we, and the friends of Allah, what they are seeing, tasawwur mein aata hai, jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hain. When we just think of the beautiful green dome upon which, under which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, and the honor of the dome is also because of the great splendor and honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and because of the great personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the noor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the dome has become so honored that when a person just looks at the dome, then his iman becomes more hot, and his iman becomes more strong in his heart. And now the eagerness to be in the gathering of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it just grows and becomes more and more strong. And he can't be out of the masjid, in other words. Just for his necessity, he'll go to his hotel, few minutes, come back, and spend as much time in the company of the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat explains that now when a person is in that condition, now his mind is in a different framework. He is looking at the original reality of Madinatul Munawwara. Bafarte muhabbat, bashoke nazar, hum Madina ki dar wa diwar dekhte hain. Then Hazrat says that with extreme love, that now a person has got the great love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you got the love of your beloved, everything that was attached to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and attached to your beloved, it's more beloved to you than anything else. So Hazrat says, what extreme love and what great enthusiasm. We just want to see all the beautiful houses of Nabi Akram, of Madinatul Munawwara, and the beautiful alleys and gullies of that time, not of the present situation. The present situation will be out of your mind. Now you'll be just thinking of that original time, and what splendor, what beauty, how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to be walking towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid, and what a person now starts thinking of that. And that is why now also the time of Hajj has come, the very Mubarak season. We should see that, is my heart connected now to Makkah Sharif, Madinatul Munawwara? We should be reading the Fazail of Hajj, even if we are not going. A true lover is all the time connected to his beloved. And this is the time that we should be making ta'lim in our homes of Fazail-e-Hajj. And all these conditions should come into our hearts. And then the artificial beauties of these buildings won't have beauty in our eyes anyway whatsoever. Even if we're staying there, we won't feel really at ease. We'll be thinking, what was the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those beautiful gullies. And Hazrat says further now, a person who's got this type of iman and connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he has got through the connection of his sheikh and his mashayikh, then he says, what we are seeing, other people are seeing this hotel name and that hotel name. He says, we are seeing Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Haidar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tasawwur mein unke ghar dekhte hain. That we are just picturing the houses of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the house of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the house of Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they were so attached and all connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we are seeing. And when you think of that, your iman just grows more and more. And you think that how they became the great slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what levels they reached that we can't imagine. Malaika envy them all the time. So we also should be begging Allah, Ya Allah, give us an idea to be following firmly into their footsteps and to be staying on that path which they have showed the ummah, that if we want to reach Jannat, then we have to stay firm. Ma an Ali wa sahabi. The part of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he showed, and Sahaba who held firm till today, we only have to have hold firm onto that lifestyle. Then only we can hope that we can be in the company of Nabi Akram Sawasam in Jannat. Otherwise, myself, we are dreaming that I went for Hajj, Umrah, whatever. I will come back. I stayed in this hotel. I stayed in that. That makes no difference whatsoever. The friends of Allah are thinking of those original days and that original beauty. And till now, the splendor and the noor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is flowing around Medina Sharif. But if we don't spend our time right, then it will be said that we have come back with nothing. Hazrat says, now you'll see, whoever presents himself to pass on salam to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can be the greatest president of the world, you can be the king of the world, but when you come in front of Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam, Sayyidul Qawnain, the king of both the world, then your Rauza-e Paak, te hazir salati huwe hain, to pindar, zair, wa zabar dekhte hain. That we have seen that the kings that have come and presented themselves in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all their honor and all their position, they just forgot it. It just became like zero, that they are nothing, and obviously in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can we be? And the real honor and respect we will learn from our mashayikh, our pious elders, that or what was love they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were even scared to go close to the Jali Mubarak, go close to where the beautiful framework in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. They used to stand but at a distance, and they used to pass their salam with great love also and great fear also. That where we in front of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not honoring that position to be the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that this is the time particularly that now that season of Hajj is here. Allah gave us the opportunity of Ramadan Sharif to build this taqwa and this love with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me and you see, is this connection there in any way? And this is why Allah brought us here to build this connection. And then Hazrat finally says so beautifully, Jo jali pe salli ala keh rahe hai, se akhtar unhe chashma tar dekhte hai. That when you see anybody, whoever it may be, even a person outwardly, he looks like he's far from deen, clean, shaven, anybody, when he comes in front of Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's presenting his salat and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll just see tears flowing down his eyes. And he'll be just begging du'as from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality and give us the real love that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and iota of that. Then see our whole lifestyle and direction will change. Allah give us both.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing the Kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hayatul Muslimin, the life of a Muslim. The different ways for how the Muslims to come out of all the problems. Ruh number 12, erection of masajid. This section deals with the construction, caring, repairing and maintenance of masajid. The rights of the masjid are also discussed in this chapter. Among the rights of the masjid are performing salat in the masjid, establishing performance of salah in jamaat, cleaning and maintaining the masjid in good condition, visiting the masjid in abundance, respecting and revering the masjid. Some Quranic ayat and hadith in this regard will now be narrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Kareem, who is more unjust than the one who prevents others from the dhikr of Allah in the masajid, and who prevents others from visiting the masajid for purposes of ibadat, and who is more unjust than the one who strives to ruin the masajid? Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, in reality, constructing and maintaining the masajid of Allah ta'ala are the duties of only those who believe in Allah Ta'ala in the last day, who establish regular salah, who pay zakat, and who fear none besides Allah Ta'ala. Such people shall attain their goal, that is Jannat and Najat and salvation in the Akhirat. This verse conveys the glad tidings of Jannat and salvation for those who erect, administer and maintain the masajid. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, they, that is the people of Hidayat, are in such places for purposes of worship, in which to Allah Ta'ala has ordered respect. In these places, the name of Allah Ta'ala is remembered. The places mentioned in this verse refers to the masajid. The way of respecting the masajid is explained in the hadith which appears here under. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When you observe any person concerning himself for the masjid, then bear witness that he is a believer. Because Allah Ta'ala states, verily only those who believe in Allah the last day, perform salat, pay zakat, and fear none besides Allah Ta'ala, erect and maintain the masjid of Allah Ta'ala. Note, performing salat in the masjid, visiting the masjid in abundance, cleaning the masjid, maintaining the masjid, all come within the scope of this hadith that they are true believers. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever erects a masjid purely for the sake of gaining Allah's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala will erect for him a mansion in Jannah. Sincerity of intention is conditional for the obtaining of this thawab. This promise of reward applies to the erection of new masajid as well as to the repair and renovation of existing masajid. This is clear from the fact that Uthman radiallahu narrated this hadith on the occasion of renovating Masjid al-Nabawi. Other hadiths too confirm that this great reward is even for those who assist in the construction of the masjid, no matter how small their contribution may be. Allah Ta'ala rewards on the basis of the sincerity of one's intention. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that he himself carried bricks on the occasion of the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi. In the hadith it is stated that no matter how small one's contribution may be towards the construction of a masjid, Allah Ta'ala will erect a mansion in Jannah in return for the contribution. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever erects a masjid for Allah Ta'ala with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala will erect for him a mansion in Jannah far greater than the masjid. The quality and size of the palace which Allah Ta'ala will bestow on the one contributing towards the erection of a masjid will be in accordance to one's sincerity. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will erect a palace of pearls and emeralds in Jannah for one who erects with halal earnings a masjid, a house for Allah Ta'ala. The sanctity of the masjid demands that only lawful and wholesome wealth and materials be used in its erection. Lawful in this context applies to all things which go into the erection of the masjid. Nothing haram should be employed in the masjid. In some places, especially rural areas, people build masjids on lands which belong to others. When the owner objects, the buildings of the masjid take offense and brand him as being anti-Islam. If the owner happens to be a non-Muslim, the builders of the masjid consider it a great act of thawab in confronting him and refusing to hand over his land. When the owner happens to be a non-Muslim, the errant Muslim is responsible for the structure, consider their dispute against the non-Muslim landlord as a conflict between Kufr and Islam. This attitude of the Muslim is unjust and sinful. Remember well that a structure reared on the land of a person without his consent is not a masjid. The Sharia does not accept such a building erected on usurped ground as a masjid.